Hello and welcome to the Glock Motorsports Park podcast. I'm Charles Myers and I'm joined in the booth today by track management Dana Strickland. Dana, we're trying to recap last weekend, you know, obviously the Mad Mule shootout. What an incredible turnout it was.
I was very pleased with the turnout. I was kind of concerned being we had watched the weather. Well, I had actually watched the weather for over a month. I know that weather changes in any little bit of time, and my husband kept telling me, you know, the weather's going to change by the time it gets there, but it did. It got a lot more cold than I thought it was going to be, and I was very concerned about our spectators, but spectators came out in droves. It was great. I think everybody had a good time. We started the race at 12. We were done with the race by 7. People got to see 2 qualifying rounds and then a whole race of just outstanding racing, quality of cars, times that set records all over the board. It was an awesome experience.
Well, you know, Dana, we talk about, you know, the legacy of the Mad Mule shootout back in 2016. The Mad Mule did produce records back in 2016. They were reset again in 2017 with Lizzie Musi going the fastest nitrous pass that's ever happened here in the United States, being at a 366.1 and qualifying round number one of qualifying at that. How impressive is that to you as a track management team to see that?
Well, it's always great for a track, and especially for our track prepper, which is Harold Rayner. And of course, I'm prejudiced because he's our track prep, but he's the best there is. And it just glows all over his face whenever records are set and cars go down the track the way they're supposed to be and drivers are safe. It's just always a great experience, and it's always good when it's a woman that did it. I think that's just saying where the sport's going for anybody, and for a woman to set that record, a national record, I just think that's great.
Now, to catch everybody up on the speed, let's go through the results real quick. Lizzie Musi, like we said, qualified number one with the fastest nitrous pass in the history of the sport here in America anyway. She actually went a little bit quicker overseas. But 366.1 at 205 miles an hour in the first round of qualifying here at Gallant for the Mad Mule Pro Mod Shootout. But, you know, one of the things that the other that produced something even more impressive was that side-by-side run of her and Tommy Franklin in the semifinal round. Lizzie won the round with a 376.2 to Tommy's 367.4, and that is the fastest pass, side-by-side pass in the history of nitrous, pro nitrous period, and it all happened right here at the Mad Mule Pro Mod Shootout. Does that speak any number as far as, you know, weather or just the sheer magnitude of this great facility?
Well, I would like to say it was just the facility, but I'm sure it had something to do with the weather. I just think the cars, the quality of the people tuning cars and just the quality of the motors and different stuff like that are just they're just going above and beyond now, and I just think it's a tribute to it's a combination. It was our track. We've got a great facility, great track prep. The air quality was awesome. It was a beautiful day. There are just super fast cars now, and I just think that it was just a combination. We can't take all the glory here, even though, you know, this is an outstanding facility. But we can't take all the glory. God gives some of the glory for the conditions on that day.
Absolutely. You know, it was a Chamber of Commerce day as far as being sunny and clear. There wasn't a cloud in the sky. However, we were battling a little bit of cold. And as the night progressed, you know, you thought that numbers would kind of creep back up and, you know, be a little bit quicker as the night went on. But, you know, Lizzie stayed consistent throughout the night. She went 366.7, 366.6, 366.6 in the final round to beat Jason Harris in the final. And, you know, one for the girls especially. This was a weekend for the girls when it comes to the Mad Mule Pro Mod Shootout. And, you know, one of the great things that we did here at this particular Mad Mule last weekend was included the Stars of Tomorrow, the Junior Dragster guys. You know, they're the next generation. And, you know, it was even a girl power race then. I mean, Amber Franklin comes out here and runs dead on her number in the final round to beat Newbern's Josh Talavacchio. I mean, that, the girls have really got it going on, and they have already made a statement here at Gallatin 2017. Wouldn't you agree?
I really agree with that. And again, I was really tickled for Amber, and I know that they've done some work on her car over the winter, and it showed. That's a great family. That's Tommy Franklin, which is a Nitrous Pro Mod driver's daughter, and her mother's name is Judy Franklin, and they're also they are PDRA, and PDRA is another. Just, I really am blown away by PDRA and their family orientation, you know, the way they're family oriented with the PDRA. I like being a part of the PDRA. I love the people that you deal with PDRA, and we're fixing to have a PDRA race.
I was saying, getting ready to say, speaking of the PDRA, you know, last year we had the PDRA race, and it was incredible. We had a record number of crowd here. In fact, I think it was one of PDRA's longstanding attendance records. And, you know, they were so impressed, they gave us two dates this year. And we've got the first one coming up March the 31st through April the 1st. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to get your Pro Mod fix, this is going to be the place to be in late March. We'll have the world's fastest Pro Modifieds, the world's fastest door slammers, period, here at Gallatin Motorsports Park. And, you know, we talk about seeing a 366, you know, is a pretty impressive pass. But yet again, we'll have some of those pro extreme guys run 340s at 220 miles an hour. I mean, it's going to be wild. But shifting gears a little bit, let's talk about what we've got coming up this weekend. We've got the Summit T-Series bracket race coming. It's part of the three-race shootout deal that Gallatin Motorsports Park put on in 2017. You know, we scaled back our point series a little bit. We went from having eight races back to three. And, you know, Danny, you can say it best and the reason why of why we scaled it back to three, talking about maybe it being a challenge to the racers.
It's a challenge to the racers that, you know, basically they've got to come. You know, they've got to be, you know, if they want to be part of the points in the points championship at the end of the season, you know, basically, you know, they pretty much have to be here for three races, and I don't think that's asking too much. And also, we had to scale back. You've got all these big money races all around that's just taking over bracket racing, and it's hard to compete with that. It's hard to compete with car numbers, getting car numbers here when you have all the big money races going on, and you have to do what you have to do. And, you know, we love bracket racing, or I do.
Well, you know, with the three race deal, an underdog can win, and that's what we like to see. I mean, we've got the new innovative True Start, so where the faster car no longer has the advantage over the slower car. We've got leading innovation stuff here at Gallatin Motorsports Park, and then you take that and combine that with three races. Really, an underdog has a very good chance of winning a track championship. And where else can you go in the state of North Carolina? There's 17 other racetracks in the state of North Carolina. And where else can you go that if you have one good race day, it puts you in contention to win a track championship? I can tell you right now, none. Because all these other tracks that, you know, they have several points races, and they allow people to drop their points races. Well, by doing that, you know, it allows the best to rise to the top. Here, you've got to come on, and you've got to have three really good race days in 2017 to become the track champion here at Gallatin Motorsports Park.
Yeah, that's right, Charles, because we're not dropping any numbers this year. We're gonna race, and you got to be here to get your points. Nobody's dropping any points, so you got to run what you brung, and what you get is what you get, and nobody gets any preferential treatment as far as getting numbers dropped and throwing numbers off. And that's just never been my I didn't agree with that last year. It's just I don't agree with dropping numbers. I think if you came to the race and you got those numbers should be a part of your record through the whole time.
Well, you know, another great thing that we're doing here at Gallatin Motorsports Park this year for 17 is including a streetcar class. You know, Johnston County right now has probably one of the state's worst accidents by teen death through a motor vehicle. Now we're incorporating a streetcar class. We've already partnered with the Johnston County Sheriff's Office to get teens off the street racing and into Gallant Motorsports Park, where, you know what, there's no speed limit going down the racetrack. You can run as fast as you want to 660 feet. And part of getting those kids off the street and into a racing environment, you know, promotes things such as sportsmanship. I mean, and, you know, we're creating a new generation. I mean, that generation is going to be around for a long time. And hopefully we can inspire some of those teens to, you know, get off the street and come race with us, or come race at any track for that matter. Just don't do it on the street. You know, the TV show Street Outlaws really promotes street racing, and we're trying to combat that in a positive way. And high schoolers, if you're listening in this podcast, look, for $20, you can come and race for a big trophy. And we're going to do a great big trophy for all of the streetcar competitor, or for the winner of the streetcar class. And, you know, that's got to be really neat, and it's got to give back a lot to the community, don't you think?
Yeah, and our motto here is safety first. You know, we put a lot of, Harold puts a lot of time and effort into making the track as safe as possible. Safety first for high schoolers, anybody that wants to race on the street. You come here, you're going to have a helmet for one thing before you get on the track. You're going to have
some sort of seat belt.
Yeah, seat belts of some kind. So you are at least in a safe environment. You're on a safe surface. You've got EMS everywhere around the place. I mean, if you think you got to go down a track or race somebody side by side, just come here to Gallant and race during the streetcar at our bracket races, because we're going to have the streetcar.
Well, we've got something for everybody. We've got both street cars, we've got motorcycles, we've got junior dragsters, we've got foot brake cars, we've got even the Super Pro Eliminator cars, and you're going to catch it all right here this Saturday at Gallant Motorsports Park. Gates will open at 8 o'clock in the morning for all of our spectators. At 10 a.m., we start time trials, and eliminations will follow. Now, one thing that we looked at, you know, you talk about forecast, everything looked beautiful all the way up until Saturday. Saturday, it's going to be a little chilly, so bring a jacket with you and bring your friend, because I can tell you, you're not going to want to miss all the competitive racing action right here at Gallant Motorsports Park this Saturday. And again, the gates open at 10 a.m., or gates open at 8 a.m., time runs begin at 10 a.m., and admission isn't but $10. How can you beat that? $10 to get into a race that you watch all day long. That's cheap admission. In fact, I might even find me a date and take her to Gallant Motorsports Park this Saturday.
Charles, you're going to be here anyway, so you can tell your date to meet you here, but you're going to be here anyway.
Sounds good. Well, look, be sure to turn in next week. We'll have winner interviews from this weekend's race, and come join us this Saturday.